My brothers, my sisters, my family in Christ. In the first reading of our Mass today, the sacred author of the second book of the Chronicles in the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, tells us of the Temple of Solomon. About 900 years before Jesus came, Solomon, the son of David, had become king, and he built a temple to God in the height of Jerusalem. I think it will be helpful to us to remember what 2,000 or 3,000 years ago a temple was. A temple was not a place for people to come and worship or pray. The temple, rather, was a house, really a home of God. All the pagan nations around the Jewish people believed in many different pagan gods and goddesses who really did not exist, but they thought they did. And so they built temples in these pagan areas for these pagan deities to inhabit. So Solomon, on the orders of God and on the orders of his father David, erected a large, apparently a very beautiful temple to God in Jerusalem. And even though God is creator, the one true God is in all the earth, is in all the universe, all the millions of planets that are floating around in the universe, God is present to them. God is present to the earth. But the Jewish people believed correctly that God was present in the temple in Jerusalem in a very special, very unique way, a manner in which he was not present anywhere else. And they worshiped God in this temple. They sacrificed to him day after day after day. They sacrificed animals, cattle, sheep, lambs, birds. They offered cereal offerings. All of these things were forecasts of the great sacrifice, the self-immolation of Jesus Christ on the cross. Remember when St. John the Baptist introduced Jesus to his own disciples, most of whom became disciples of Jesus. He said, "Behold," referring to Jesus, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The Lamb of God was and still is the Jewish phrase for the Passover lamb that is sacrificed every year in the spring at Passover. And Jesus was the perfect sacrifice. The blood which Jesus permitted to be shed from his body on the cross washed away our sins, which the blood of all of 1,000 years of sacrificial offerings of animals could not do. But God, Jesus did. Jesus took away our sins, at least made it possible for us to have our sins remitted and forgiven. The temple in Jerusalem was a source of great pride to the Jewish people. They thought, well, here, God is present in Jerusalem with us in a very special, very unique way. So we don't have to be afraid of anything. And they concluded, we can do anything. And they did. They began to commit all kinds of sins against the law of God. In their business dealings, they were dishonest. They cheated. They lied. They stole. They defrauded. As we do in our day in abortion, they killed many babies, many children. And God was repulsed by this evil, by these evil actions, this evil mindset, this evil society which the Jewish people had created. And so he sent prophets to them, prophet after prophet after prophet after prophet. And the people did not listen to the prophets. And in fact, most of them they killed. They either stoned them or stoned them to death with rocks or ran them through with a sword. They killed God's prophets. So God, some 500 years after Solomon's temple had been built, because of their sins, precisely because of their evil way of life, God gave the Jewish people over to the Babylonian Empire, which at that time, some 600 years before Christ, was the major, major empire in the Middle East. And the Babylonians came and they destroyed Jerusalem. They completely leveled the temple. And they took the leaders of the Jewish people into Babylon, which is modern-day Iraq, in captivity. So the Jewish people began to live away from the Holy Land, away from their own land, away from Jerusalem, and live as an exiled people, a conquered people. After some 70 years of exile, God permitted some of them to come back. But this is important for us. We wonder, what in the world does a temple 2,500 years old and it no longer exists, what difference does that make to us? What difference does that make to me? It makes a great deal. In the gospel reading of the Mass, Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus. Nicodemus was kind of a sort of a half-baked follower of Jesus. He would not be seen with Jesus in the daylight, so he came to Jesus at night. So his position as a member of the Sanhedrin, the ruling council of the Jewish people, would not be jeopardized. Jesus told him that we will be reborn. Jesus spoke to him of baptism. He took the Jewish ceremonial washing and turned it into a sacrament. And in the sacrament of baptism, we're reborn into the life of God. We become, by sacred adoption, daughters, sons of God. St. Paul, all over the place in his letter to the Galatians, in his first letter to the Corinthians, and especially in his letter to the Romans, St. Paul reminds us that when we are baptized, we become temples of God. The temple of God is no longer a building of wood and stone and marble, such as Solomon built in Jerusalem. The temple today is you. When we were baptized, we became living temples of God. God came to live within us. God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit all began to live within us. Our bodies became living, walking, breathing temples. But like the Jewish people at the time of Solomon's temple, many times we commit sins. And if we commit really serious sins, mortal sins, then, as God did for the temple of Solomon, God leaves our body. God leaves the temple of our body. And this is why we have Lent. Lent is a time for us to look into our hearts, look into our souls, inspect our lives, compare our lives to the life of Jesus, compare our lives to the Ten Commandments that God has given us. Do we live according to the law of God? Do we live with respect to what He has told us our lives should be, or do we not? Are we maybe like the people 2,500 years ago who had God in their temple in Jerusalem and went on and committed sins in enormous quantities. In the event that we are in sin, we can go back to God. Jesus also gave us, besides the sacrament of baptism, gave us the sacrament of confession. And during this Lenten time, we have an opportunity to inspect our lives, to see how spiritual we really are, how much like Jesus our lives really are. And in confession, our sins can be removed, totally removed. And that is important for every Catholic during this Lenten season to go to the sacrament of confession at least once to be rid of sin. So that just as the temple was restored in Jerusalem, God might return to our hearts, might return to our souls, and we can once again be living temples of God. God expects us to be his temples, to go out into a world that is increasingly secularized, a world that is more and more strongly paganized, and to manifest the life of Christ, and to bring souls who do not know Jesus, souls who are far from God, by our lives, by our prayers, by our example, and by our holiness, to bring them back to God our Creator. It is important to remember you are temples of God, and wherever you go, God is with you. Wherever you go, that is sacred ground, because you carry God within you. May he bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.